and how much we'll discuss on that vav. The Gemara brings the story of Mazutra and Rav Yosef. Mazutra made a mistake in his Din Torah. He passed him alone, and he made a mistake. So Rav Yosef tells him, "Im kiblo chalayu lo tishalem." If the Baladim accepted you upon themselves, then you're putter from paying. Ve'ilo, and if not, zil shalim, then you have to pay. So we have to know exactly what is meant by Rav Yosef's words in kiblo chalayu and in lo. Big tumul here. We'll have to get into this. Why is this mentioned in the Gemara? The Gemara raises a question on the Braisa and Rav Nachman, Rav Chia reporting on this Braisa that Mumchel Rab Dona Fil Yechidi. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chia said Kigon Ana. What about their qualifications match Mumchel Rabin? So Rav Nachman and Rav Chia were both Gamirna. They were both Savirna, as Rashi in the various Rishonim explain what Gamirna means, the collection of knowledge, Savirna, that you can take the knowledge and analyze it further. And also, both Rav Nachman and Rav Chia, presumably, Rav Nachman for sure, were, and Chia too, were not a Rishus, Ladun. So the Gemara wants to know, is all that necessary? Netilas Rishus is also necessary to be considered Mumchel Rab Tivizan Yechidi? Or perhaps not. Netilas Rishus is not necessary. That might be relevant for other things, the Patamil Shalim, the immunity. But Gamirna v'Savirna is enough. So how is Gemara poshet to Shaila? From this very story that we just mentioned. How is it a raya? Because you have here Mazutra, who was done by himself, and Rav Yosef said that in kibbu chalayi lo tishale. So now, clearly was he not a Rishus? Clearly not, because if he was not a Rishus, then he would be pater based on the Tilas Rishus. So Rav Yosef says, but if kibbu chalayi, whatever that means, then you're pater. So meanwhile, in lo kibbu chalayi, then you have to pay. Have to pay does means that the din stands, but you have to pay from your own pocket. So now that we've proven that Mazutra was not not a Rishus, were he not a Rishus, he'd obviously be part of Milishalit. So how come the din stands in Lo Kibla Chalayu? Just have to pay. How come the din stands? So it's clear that even without Tilas Rishus, you're enough to be qualified to be done as a Mumchel Rabin. That's the Gemara's right. So now, everyone is trying to understand exactly what was meant by Rav Yosef's words to Mazutra. Mazutra is therefore a Mumchel Rabin by virtue of his Gamirna v'Savirna qualifications, and he could be Patamu Shalim if it Kibbu Chalayu, but if not, then he's Chayv Shalim. Either way, the din is valid. What does Kibbu Chalayu mean? And what does the Lo Kibbu Chalayu mean? So how did Rashi explain it? We'll see first the words of Rashi again. Rashi says, "Ikibu chalayu legamri, lelech acharecha, im ledin im letos, v'lo yitvaucha." Then lo tishale. Rashi reads into kibu chalayu that they're accepting to follow whatever he says, whether he's right or wrong, whether he makes a mistake or not. Even if he makes a mistake, they are forfeiting their right to make a claim after him. Lo yitvaucha. It sounds like Rashi is saying that the mamash said this. Kibbu chalayu means that this was a verbal commitment that we are agreeing that no matter what, you're free from paying. Which of course raises eyebrows, as the Ran asks, Tosis doesn't ask this question, but chora, that's obvious that you should be putter in a case like that. The mamash said exactly that. Why would anyone think otherwise? Again, the Pashtus of Rashi does suggest that they actually said this. If you wanted to push back, you could say, no, maybe Rashi didn't mean it exactly literally, that that's mamish what they said, but that's how we take what they said. You have to know if Rashi is discussing the articulation of this idea, or that's the interpretation of of the assumption that's implicit but not explicit. Hashlis Rashi sounds like he's making it like they actually said that. So that would be the case of lo tishale. Now, what about ilo? If not zilshlim, so here Rashi puts in the imlo kibul ta'usa chaleim. So the ilo means that the kabbal was not about the ta'us. Let's assume that the case before was that the imami said we makabul the ta'us. So they didn't. They weren't saying. They didn't say we makabul the ta'us. The amru lach, or the amru leich. Stam, that's what should be, no? The Amri Leich Dainis London Torah. Either that or the Amru Lei, but I don't know, I don't see anyone changing the word to Lei. So the Amru Leich Dainis London Torah. Go ahead and judge for us Din Torah. That's the Lo Kiblu. In other words, the Lo Kiblu also expressed some type of a Kabbalah. Judge for us Din Torah. Judge for us Din Torah. They didn't say we're accepting the Tos on ourselves, that we want to reserve our rights to come back after you if you make a mistake, but judge for us Din Torah. Zil Shlim. Said then, Rav Yosef says to Mazuta, then you must pay. Umil meheda din alo, but the din doesn't get reversed. Alma gami besavir. This is Rashi now explaining more Zraya. So we see Gami Vesavik Kilonoket Rishusa Dine Dina Velom Heder, that even if there's no Ritilas Rishus, but nevertheless the din stands nonetheless. So again, according to Rashi, Kibu Chagayu is Leila Chacharecha Im Ledin Im Letos, and then you put them in Shalom. If not, means they're not accepting the Tos, and they said, go and judge for us Din Torah. So what would be if there was neither of the above? I mean, Rashi has two cases in Rav Yosef. One where he said we're accepting the Tos, and one when they said judge for us Din Torah. What if they didn't say anything? Is he chayv l'sharim or not chayv l'sharim? If you take the first Rashi, so then that means the only way that they're the mocho, so to speak, their right to get payment, to get reimbursed, is if they said we're makabel the Tos. And if not that, then anything else, they have a right to get paid, and he owes them money. But then the other part of the Rashi, the next Rashi that is, says ilo means that they said dinosaur din Torah. So then, it's cited in Torah, but if you make a mistake, you got to pay. You could argue from the second Rashi, if anything, it's mashma, that because they said Daniel's in Torah, that's what gives them the right to come after him. What if they said neither of the above? Which Rashi is Dafka and which Rashi is Lav Dafka? It's interesting. I found, of all people, all places, Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't answer it, but he points out that Rashi Sosa himself, after he asks other things in Rashi, he comes back and he says his own pshat. He comes back to Rashi. And he says, V'hama'ayin yafe. Hama'ayin yafe. That's done. Ma'ayin yafe b'loshon Rashi ha'kosuv kan. Yira the Dvar of Sosrim Ze Ezer. He doesn't explain. I'm guessing this is his pshat. This is what he means. Dvar of Sosrim Ze Ezer. In other words, here he talks about a Kabbalah on the Tos, and that's when then he's Patur Mir L'Shalem, and then he talks about a Dainus Din Torah that he's Chayv L'Shalem, which would be Mash, but because I say Dainus Din Torah, then obviously the fact that you made a mistake means you have to make it up to us. And what if you didn't say either? Well, that's another question. Where is Bar Kocho fit into this? Tosus went on record and said that a mumcha l'rabim can be done by karch, aydei kfiyah. So then you could argue, and this is maybe a pshat in the Gemara, but not what the Sif Tosus is saying this, or someone else is saying this. You couldn't maybe read the Gemara that kibuch halayu means that it wasn't a case of kfiyah, So they welcomed you. They came to you. They came to you. So then you're off the hook. Lo kibbutz alayu means that you forced yourself on them. It's a very beautiful pshat. We have to see, we have to know who says such pshat. If anyone went ahead a little bit in the Mamukomo, so it could be this is what the Rif is saying. The Rif maybe had a different gear than the words of the Gemara. Okay, so we'll have to wait and see where that takes us.
Well, that's from the Gabi Rashi.
So come back to Gabi Rashi.
I'm saying Rashi either says there was a Kabbalah.
So you want to say that Rashi needed some kind of a Kabbalah here. Because Rashi will argue on Tosis. Rashi will hold like, who holds not like Tosis? Who do we see so far that argues in Tosis that he can't be Kofa? Rambam. Rambam says the Koach HaKfiyah only will derive from what? From the Tilas Rishus. Good. So if we don't know what Rashi says about this. Maybe Rashi didn't want to tell you a case where there's no Kabbalah, because no Kabbalah would imply Kfiyah. But Kfiyah maybe is not valid. You can't do Kfiyah. A Mukha Rabbi Rashi holds like the Rambam. That Mukharim cannot be Kofa. Therefore, Rashi's got to speak about a case of Kabbalah one way or another. It's a good diuk. So Rashi talks about kibbutz alayu on the level of tos, and that's, of course, the pater in that case. Or Rashi says, what's the other case? They come and they say, dinus London Torah. And what's left? What's left is kfiyah. No kfiyah, you can't have. Okay, but we did see something besides these two cases of Kabbalah. Now, what have we already encountered somewhere? Yeah?
Can I just ask a clarifying question?
Of course.
Are we reading the words Lo Kibbutz Kalitzra and Gamul Lechadayla being taught as two different? It's Oza Oza?
No.
No?
No.
Because how is Rashi saying two different shots? It sounds like one.
No. Lo kibbutz alayu of Rav Yosef means right. That they're not mekabel the tos. Rather, so what is the case? So it's not that they said bein l'din bein l'tos. It's that they said what? Dinus go judge for din Torah. So what Rabbi Yonah seems to be asking on Rashi is that they're so sweet. Two Rashis are so sweet each other. What does he mean? I think he means that from the first Rashi, it sounds like if they're forfeiting their right to make a claim, because they say even if you make a mistake, it's on us, we'll absorb the loss. So that's dafka the case that he's punter. But if they would not say that, so then they have a right to they have a right to make a claim afterwards. And the other Rashi is mashma that specifically if they said judge first din Torah. That's when they reserve the right to get their money. What if it's neither? So now you have to know, what does neither mean? If neither means that there was simply no Kabbalah at all, so that sounds like kfiyah. So maybe kfiyah, Rashi doesn't accept that it's a case of kfiyah. And that's what Rashi has to speak about, some case of Kabbalah. But it's still not so perfect in Rashi. Why? Because we did encounter a different case of a Kabbalah. That's neither of these two. Where do we see that? And where do we see it? In Mishri Shonin? In Tosas the Rush and in the Rush. And Tosas and the Base makes reference to this. In the Rush, Tosas the Rush, two slightly different formulations of what seems to be the same basic idea, like a Kabbalah of, Kemosha, Regilim, Ladun, or a Kabbalah like, what was the Rush and when the Rush? According to what the Torah says, now, is that what Rashi means in Dinus London Torah, or is that like something short of that? Maybe there's another case. First of all, if there's kfiyah, then you have to know what would be that. What would be if we don't know what Rashi would say about kfiyah. But maybe there's different cases. So I'm just trying to show you how complex this inyan is. You have to know what's the nature of the Kabbalah, and there can be all different gradations of that, and you have to know whether this is an explicit statement or it's something that's implicit. And there's going to be all kinds of pirushim here to try to read into Rashi one another. So just within Rashi itself, you don't know how to read the Rashi. But now to make it more complicated, we're going to have Tosus Kashas and Rashi and so on. Now, just one more thing and then Avram's question. If Rashi's point about kibul chalayu in within the toast, that's what's koveya. In other words, the only thing that would make him putter, that would give him immunity, is if they said, we're accepting the mistake, and you're not chayev. So then it sounds so obvious. If mamish the case was that they said, that they said you are going to be absolved from any remuneration if you make a mistake, I mean, so why does Rabbi Yosef have to tell him, state the obvious? That was one of the kashas that the Rav asked on Rashi. But clearly the Rav read Rashi as that's the only case that you would, that he would be, that would be putter. If you say that there's other cases, so Rashi could have maybe, you know, maybe the other case is what's dafka, not the first case. The case where they said dinosaur in Torah was, gives them the right to come in and recoup losses. But maybe if they didn't say that, they could also collect. I mean, the other way around. Take that back. If they said that, no, they can recoup the losses. If they didn't say that, they would lose. They would lose. So then there's a chiddush in Rashi. And in Rabbi Yosef's statement as well. Avram, before you, Avram was first. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Can't just say Rashi that he's saying that you just give an example of a type of low kibble, but also if there was no kibble,
okay,
they also,
yes,
have to pay?
Absolutely, you can definitely say that. I believe the Ran holds this way. As the Ran says that according to Rashi, the first kasha of the Ran and Rashi is it's obvious. What's obvious? What's Rabbi Yosef saying that I wouldn't have known? What's he telling him that I wouldn't have known? If the makabel the toast, then, and only then, don't you have to pay? So, of course. And meaning in every other case, you have to pay. And Rashi gives you one example among what could be other examples. So, that's definitely a viable reading of Rashi. The difficulty lies in the fact that then it's obvious.
But maybe the obvious would be like if the rabbi came and asked, he know that they were kibbutz, and he said, well, you might have thought though, if it was Rikabel, the din Torah type, even though it's not the same Torah type, you might have thought he'd be exempt from pay, but no, even in that case, he doesn't have to pay. Like it's still the same type of reading of Rashi, where it's that if there was a full Kabbalah with the Torah,
yeah,
then you're exempt. And
yeah,
everything else you would have to pay.
Right.
But the chiddush is that even if they were to be the kabbal you did Torah, even in that case you would be exempt, because you might have thought maybe that if there were sort of the kabbal that did Torah, you
maybe
would
it's more, maybe it's closer to the other case.
Yeah.
No. But the in Rav Yosef stating part one, that certainly doesn't seem to have a chiddush. Okay, but clearly the Rav read the Rashi the way you just read the Rashi. That Rashi meant that's the only case that you would be put. And maybe you say maybe the chiddush of the second Rashi is more just, don't think that that's
right,
approaching the first case. Okay. All this has to be clarified. Pidra Svi.
Maybe to be Medak and Rashi. Only the second Rashi does it say that the Amru Lecha, like it's him talking. The first Rashi didn't talk about anything. So it's maybe I feel like maybe the first Rashi is more implicit.
So now you're mechaved already to maybe the Shachir. Very good. Okay. So you want to say to see that maybe Rashi in the first case. Oh, see who you machamed to. I'm not sure. See, but Rashi in the first case didn't say Amru. So it's there. It's more like they're coming to them, and that's what we take it to mean. Okay, we'll have to see more about this. Okay, it's a deal. The second time is the Amru. It's ironic though, because if we get to this, the Yad Rama. I don't know if I gave it to Yad Rama, take a look at the Yad Rama. He takes the Rashi of Dinosaur Din Torah as they can come afterwards and say, this is what we meant. So it's mamish not what you're saying. It's lehefach. That the Amru is lav dafka. But anyway. Yeah.
Wouldn't that mean Kabbalah Midaito? Is that what you're saying? The same thing there?
So we have, look, we have a Kabbalah that's expressed. We could have a Kabbalah that's not expressed. And you have to know what the Kabbalah is, whether it's explicit or implicit. Is it Kabbalah in within and with Tos? Is it a Kabbalah of Dinus London Torah? Again, either explicit or implicit. is it something like the Rush that says, you know, do what the Dayan, what the Torah wants the Dayan to do? Now, why is all this, very relevant? Because of the Sugya Davar, and this is what Tosfos is going to ask from. Because don't forget, what are we discussing here? According to Rashi, we're discussing a mumche l'rabim, not a samuch, but a mumche l'rabim. And according to Rabbi Yosef's response to Mazutra, if they would say, let's assume it's literally, they said, "Dinuskan din Torah," and they said it to who? To a mumche l'rabim. Dinuskan din Torah. So the halacha would be that he has to pay. So this is going to run into problems from the Brisa Davov. So this is what Tosfos is going to be asking. So let's read the Tosfos, and then we'll see the Gemara Davov Tosfos is referring to. V'ilo zilshlin. The words of Rabbi Yosef. So Tosfos focuses on the second part of Rabbi Yosef's statement to Mazutra. V'ilo. What's the V'ilo zilshlin? Pierce Bequintus, the Elo, can go on the Amri Lay, Dinus London Torah. Interesting. Tosfos puts in the word Kigon, right? Do we have the word Kigon in Rashi? No, we don't. Rashi says, the Elo give it to Usach, the Amru, I had the Lech, where I read it, Lech Dinus London Torah. Tosfos said, Kigon, the Amru Lay, the Amri Lay, okay, maybe the Lech should be Lay. Oh no. The Amri Lay, Dinus Lan Din Torah. Okay. The Kasha, Fektosis, the following Kasha and Rashi. So what does it say? That if they said Dinus Lan Din Torah, so then he has to pay. He makes a mistake. Notwithstanding the fact that he is what? He's a Mukhul Rab. The Kasha, the Imkain, my daik mehacha. Then what is the Gemara doing being medayik from here, from Rabbi Yosef's statement? What is the Gemara proving? The what?
You don't,
that you don't mean it to us for shus, because after all Mazutra clearly didn't have it to us for shus, otherwise we'd be putter anyway, regardless. And yet, even according to Rabbi Yosef's worst case scenario of the Elo, that he said Dinus Lan Din Torah. So all he's saying is you have to pay. But the din remains. So how does the din remain? I just don't do it for sure. The answer is, because what does he have going for him? He has everything else that's good enough to make him a mumcha l'rabim. He's a gomer and a sub. That's the Gemara's proof. So Tosfos, the way Rashi sets it up here, that the Elo means that I'm telling you Dinus Lan Din Torah, so my daik mehach, then you've lost the whole deal. Why? Because even if he wasn't a gomer b'savir, forget mumchal rab, throwing it out the window. Forget mumchal rabim. Mumchal rabim means gomer b'savir, chalapachas. That you're sure about, right? And you're trying to prove that that's enough. Forget gomer b'savir. But the case that Rashi puts into the words v'ilo, the case that Rashi puts in is Dinus Lan Din Torah. So if they said Dinus Lan Din Torah, even without Gamma Bisabin, Nami Masha Asa Asmi Sami Bas, the din is also gonna stand, he just has to pay. How do I know? From the Gemara Davav. Kidemuchachu come on. Like it's clear from the Sugya Davav, the poor Rechu Rabbi Avahu Midan es Hadin. The Gemara asked the Kasha Rabbi Avahu, who holds Shnaim Shadanu, is what? Ain't the name din. From a Mishnah Bechoros that talks about Don Sadin, and he made a mistake. So the Gemara says, see, here you see that you have one Dayan, and he's allowed to be judging. And the Gemara makes you Kimta, that Rabbi Bo will have to learn Pshat and Mr. Bechoros in the case of Kibla Lavi, that was a Kabbalah. Tosfos doesn't explain here what the Kabbalah is. We'll soon see the Sugya board. Does Tosfos mean what was the Kabbalah? Dinus Lan Din Torah. So the Gemara says, Lamaskar. Okay, but Tosfos, now that Tosfos brings the kasha out, and the case of the Gemara of Don and Sardin, that kibla lave, that's going to work, except that he has to pay, is talking by Eina Mumcha. Daka Tani Seifa, because it says further in that braisa, Maya Mumchel Rabim Pater. So then it says at the end of Mumchel Rabim is Pater. So earlier it's talking about someone who's not Mumchel Rabim. So now, what do you see? That even someone who's on a lower level, who's not Mumchel Rabim, the halacha is that by Kibla Lavei, the din stands. So if that's correct, then how could Rashi put into Rav Yosef that Rav Yosef said to Mazutra that what? That if Ilo, meaning if you were Mekabel on the level of Dinosaur in Torah, then the din is what? That then the din is that you have to pay. But meanwhile, the Gemara is Medayit, you see the din stands regardless. So you see that Mumchel Rabim can even be a Gomer of a Sabi without Antilas Rishus. What kind of Rai is it? Really, Ilo Mumchel Rabim might need what? Might need Antilas Rishus. How come over here the din stands? Because Kibbul Rabim changes everything. You don't need Mumchel Rabim. Kibbul Rabim makes the din stand because of that. What's my Rai? So you never. This is Tosis Kash. I said a Kash and Rashi, as they say, right? Ironclad Kasha. What is Rashi going to do with this? We'll see in the Gemara. Kach Nira, because of this Kasha, Kach Nira, to learn Pshat differently. V'ilo doesn't mean that Rashi says V'ilo meaning that they said that is written in Torah. No, V'ilo means the Lokibuch Alayu Klau. There was no Kabbalah. There's no Kabbalah, so how is there a Din Torah? What? Oh, Chara Tosas Kishitasa, yeah, there's a Kfiyah. He could be kof himself on him. So the Ilo, there was no Kabbalah. What Tosus doesn't say explicitly, but maybe we should read it in, that's the Lo Kibbul. Lo Kibbul means there was no Kabbalah at all. And now let's go back to the first part of Rav Yosef. What's the Kibbul or Lavach? What would Kibbul mean? What do you think?
Either completely or one
day. In other words, you don't have to say that Kibbul Chalaya means in within and with Tos. Kibbul Chalaya would mean it could even be dinosaur din Torah. But any kind of Kabbalah would mean that he'd be part of Milishale because he's a Mumchel Rabim. That corresponds to the safe of the Mishnah Becholos, right? Let's clarify that. According to Tosus' reading of the Gemara, Tosus only focuses on the low kibbuch. If Rashi learns that means dinosaur in Torah, so it says then you don't have any Rai anymore, because then it works even without a Mumchel Rabim. So it's got to mean lo kibbuch at all. But by the same token, the kibbuch halayu that makes it that he's patur milishale would not be limited to the case that Rashi gives of imudin and mutos. The kibbuch halayu would mean the case of dinosaur in Torah. Strange that Tosus didn't spell that out, but that seems to follow. Let's take a look at Davav just to see exactly what Tosus is asking from. So we have a Gemara, third line from the top, on Davav Amid Aleph. Gufa, we said before, Amar Rav Avohu, Shnayim Shadanu Dini Mamnis Ludivi Yakol Endin Endin. Says Ravo's statement. Eisvei Rabbi Abba Rabbi Avo. So Rabbi Abba comes and asks the Kasha from a Mishnah here in Becholos. Don Es Hadin. So an individual dayan judges. Vizika Zachai Vachiva Sazakai. Timis Ator Vatira Satame. So whatever it is, Masha Asa Asui Mishnahmi Beso. This dayan creates hezek through what he his involvement with his din Torah. Getting all kinds of kimtas and more later what exactly he did, but clearly the person was wronged monetarily based on the dayan's role here. So the din still stands, but he has to pay. So what's the kasha? How can he have a din Torah? He's shnayim shadanu ein dinan. Here it's only one person. Don es hadin, right? Says yechidi mashma. More answers. Hachamayaskinan the kiblinu alayu. You know why the Mishnah talks about a din Torah that's valid with one? The kiblu alayu. Kiblu alayu. So the Gemara asks, what's kiblu alayu mean? So presumably the Gemara also means totally everything, totally embraced it. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachem, I'm Mishnah Mibesa. So why does he have to pay from his pocket? If they said, you're off the hook, you're off the hook. And says the Gemara, the Amrulei, Dinoslan din Torah. The Amrulei, Dinoslan din Torah, that's what they said. Dinoslan din Torah. So the Gemara ends up learning Pshat in the Mishnah that they said Dinoslan din Torah. That's the case. That's Mishalein Mibesa. That same Mishnah has a Sefer to it. That's what Tosis is alluding to. What does the Sefer say? If you have Mumchal Rabim, Mumchal Abezdin, let's be precise. Mumchal Abezdin, what?
Tosis
calls Mumchal Rabim. Tosis calls Mumchal Rabim. Bach changes in Tosis? Here, by us?
To Rab to be.
The Lashon Mishnah is Mumchal Abezdin. That's what the Bach changes it. That's what it says. And this could be significant. Mumchala based in Tosus takes that to mean Mumchala Rabbi. Tos, there's a Rashi here on the second line. Dada Sadin, the Mumchala Kalameimer, Midiktani Seifa Imhaya Mumchala based in. Don't tell me we're talking about a Mumcha, because that's the Seifa. Mumchala based in, then he's Pater. Now, let's understand here. The Gemara ends up learning Pshat in the Mishnah Bechoros that the case is a Reisha, there's a Sefer. There's a Reisha that's not a Mumchala based in. There's a Sefer that's called Mumchala based in. And the first, the difference is what in the two cases? In both cases, the din stands. In the first case, in the Reisha, he has to pay for the damage he caused. In the Sefer, he's put. The Gemara uses his Kasha, uses Mishnah as a Kasha of a bow. And the answer is Kibbul Alayu. The Gemara originally asked Kibbul Alayu, so then how can he have to pay in the Reisha? And the Gemara says, Dinoslan din Torah. He said, Dinoslan din Torah, so then he has to pay if he's not a Mumchala Beis Din. Mumchala Beis Din, he's going to be Pater. Tosus equates Mumchala Beis Din with what? With Mumchala Rabbi. So now Tosus comes and asks the Kasha and Rashi, as do many Rishonim. What do they ask? According to Rashi, Rabbi Yosef is telling this Mazutra, that if they didn't say we're makabel the tos, they said, they didn't say that. Meaning, what did they say? They said, dinoslan din Torah. So then, you have to pay. And the Gemara says, so you see that the din stands, even though there was no natal rishus. So you see, mumchal rabin can judge without a tilas rishus. So what's Tosus kasha? What's the proof of the Gemara? What's the proof of the Gemara? Because here, the reason why the din stands is because of the kibbul alayu of dinoslan din Torah. So even if he wasn't gamei b'sevar at all, that's how Tosus asked the kasha. Could you have asked a different kasha that Tosus doesn't ask? Now that you know davar, what did Tosus ask to get to the kasha? He had to go through the hoops of davar, through the Mishnah and Becholos. And what do you see over there? That even if he's not a mumchal rabin, Kibbul Alayu takes away his chiyuv b'shalit. So then I've lost, and it didn't stand. He doesn't take it. He has to pay, but it didn't stand. Because the case is Kibbul Alayu, and it didn't stand, even if he's not a mumchal rabin. So then you don't have a right anymore to what you want to prove here. Because even if you needed tilas b'shus to make you a mumchal rabin, but over here, it works anyway. Because of the Kibbul Alayu works. That's why it's a good inter. What else could Tosus have asked? No?
She put her in the Risha, that's Kibbul Alayu.
How can you say that the case of Dinoslan din Torah results in Mazutra having to pay? If Mazutra is a Mumchal Rabin, no? The Gemara says that the case of Mishnah Bechoros is a case of Dinoslan din Torah. And it says in that very case, in the first case, where he's not Mumchal Beis Din, then he has to pay. In the case of Mumchal Beis Din, he doesn't have to pay. So how can it say over here that Mazutra has to pay? That Tosus didn't ask. He asked the kasha, what's the Gemara's raya to prove that you don't need Natal Rishus maybe you do need not to be just to be Mumchil Rabin, but here the din stands because of the Kabbalah. And you see over there that by a Kabbalah you don't need to be a Mumchil Beis Din. You can even be a Hevyot, and it could be a valid din. It's just that you have to pay. So then you have no raya in the Gemara to prove your issue about not to be just. That's Tosis Kasha. Seemingly, Tosis could have asked a stronger Kasha, or equally valid Kasha. How could Rav Yosef say that Mazutra has to pay on a dinus on Din Torah Kabbalah? The Mishnah says, Mumchal HaBeis Din, which Tosef equates with Mumchal HaRabim, that is a case where he's Patur Milashav. So how can Rashi say that the case over here is a case of Lo Kiblach Alayim means dinus on Din Torah, and the Din will be that he's Chayv HaShalim? It's not that way. The Mishnah says otherwise. Yeah.
This might not be such a great answer, but when we talked about the Mishnah in Brei Avos, we sort of, some of the Rishonim sort of implied that a Mumcha or Rabin wouldn't make a mistake. Somebody like Rav Nachman or Rav Chia couldn't really possibly make a mistake. So maybe the fact that Mazrucha made a mistake made him not a Mumcha or Rabin.
You can't do that. They can't hold that against him. You can't do that. Either he is or he isn't. If he is, he is. He made a mistake. He made a mistake. Yeah.
On the bottom of the Amud, when it talks about, not to jump too far ahead, it talks about Yadin, Yatir Bechor, for Rashi, it says for Din, it's talking about Tepatam Milashalim, but for Bechoros, based on the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's Mistama talking about is he allowed to judge, do Bechoros or not, based on the answer of the Gemara. Yeah. So, meaning that there's much more than just being a Mumcha, there's also Rishus coming into play. Seemingly.
So, okay, but still, a Maisa, does it not say explicitly Mumchel Beis Din is Pater? Tosis equates that with Mumchel Rabin. So, again, what would not be a Kasha? Yeah?
For Rashi? Rashi doesn't have to say that Mumchel Beis Din.
Oh, so good. So this is what I think you have to say, maybe, that Rashi doesn't have to view Mumchel Rabin and Mumchel Beis Din are synonymous. Mumchel Beis Din, maybe if Rashi means, go ahead. What would Mumchel Beis Din? Samach. Smich. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's just well, smich. So therefore, that's a whole different category. And let's explain better. This gets us to the wrong rod that we didn't yet do. The halach of Netilas Veshus, Rabotai, is relevant for what? Clearly relevant for what? For the Patur Milashalim. What if you have a samuch? Do you also need the Tiras Rishus? You need something over above that to be Patur Milashalim? Or does samuch have already, whatever Natan Rishus has, is already part and parcel of Smicha? That's the long run. The Ram brings from the Ramban at the end, he agrees with it. That smicha already gives you whatever the Tiras Rishus gives you, and he shows you exactly why that would be. But if the Tiras Rishus is about being Patur Milashalim, and smicha is that, so no, Mumchel Beis Din is the halacha like the Tiras Rishus. It's going to work because you have the immunity through smicha. But that has nothing to do with our discussion. Our discussion is he's not a samuch, he's a Mumchel Rabin. Which means, according to Mars Maskana, Gomer B'Savim. So this Mumchel Rabim, to be Patur Milashalim, needs either Netilas Rishus, or the Kabbalah of Rav Yosef's original statement, that Rashi explains that when Mekabel the Tos. But just the fact that they're going to say, Danis Adin Torah to Mumchel Rabim, that would be insufficient. See, that would be why it wouldn't be a kasha from the sefer. But what about Tosis? But would this answer everything? Yes, Zvi.
Wouldn't it take away from?
So what about the first kasha? So what if Tosis own kasha? We say so. Oh, it's not a kasha from the sefer. L'chor, what's Tosis kasha? Explain.
You say teaching the same thing, but
so you say the Tosis says you can't tell me that the Reisha is talking about a Mumchel Rabin like Agamar. Because it says in the Sefer, Mumcha LeBeis Din. No, two separate things. Mumcha LeBeis Din is a Samach. Maybe the Mumcha LeRabin would be in the Reish, and Mumcha LeBeis Din is a Samach.
Wouldn't you have a different question then? Because then the Gemara and Hay would be teaching the same thing as the Gemara, Mishnah and Chorus.
I mean, once you make it on Kimta that the Reish is talking about a Mumcha LeBeis Din, Mumchel Rabin, rather, Mumchel Rabin, so that would be the same thing as the bag price. But the focus of Mishnah Bechoris is the fact that he has to pay. He is telling me the halacha, that he can be down the chatchila. But seemingly what we said is not perfect, but then the whole kasha of Tosis would seem not to be a kasha at all. Is that correct? Sound correct or both sides? According to this pshat, that the mumcha lebeis din in the Mishnah Bechoris is not mumcha l'rabim, it's something else, samach. So then could Rashi answer Tosis kasha? Tosis asking, and as do many of the Rishonim, that what is araya? Maybe mumcha l'rabim needs intilas rishus. I over here, you see, my zutras din stands, even though it was not to resus. It stands because it was a kabbalah. But that's because it works, even if he's not a mumchal rabbin the kabbalah. No, it doesn't. Maybe kabbalah only works on a mumchal rabbin. Maybe kabbalah never works on a hedyot. We don't see in the mishnah otherwise. Questions, Avram? Yeah.
We're saying that when Daf Bar implies that a mukha is pater even without kabbalah. But over here in our Gemara,
no. Without kabbalah, what kabbalah? No, the case of the Mishnah is with kabbalah. What kind of kabbalah?
So that's the ratio.
No, the whole Mishnah. Okay. It's one case. Okay. The Gemara sets up the case kibbalah layu. That is a din Torah. That's the whole Mishnah. The only difference is, in one case he has to pay, the other case he doesn't have to pay. So you can see where there are two kashas one can ask on Rashi. Tosis asked one of them. One kasha can ask on Rashi is that we've lost our proof in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Right? And the other kasha can ask on Rashi is that in the Mishnah it says that in the case like Rashi's, you'll be part of Mishnah, Rashi says he's chayv b'shal.
But
because if you equate mumchel rabbin, mumchel beis din as one thing, and then that's a kash.
Because Rashi's pshat is that the lo kibul is still a separate type of kibul,
right.
And that can
right.
Realize you do putter, here you're fine. Like
right. And we're wondering why didn't Tosi ask that kash? There's something else. Yeah, take a look if you want. You can look. There's a very small piece in the Sanhedrin Katana. Who is Miyashi Rashi also. And he wants to make it connect to Rashi with Shitas of Orche. Yeah.
Even after we were in the talk between the Mumchel Beis and the Mumchel Rabin, it seems like we still have a problem with Rashi, because Rashi still wouldn't necessarily answer the question. At the end of the day, according to Rashi, Rav Yosef's leading at the case in which there's no Kabbalah whatsoever. So we still don't.
We don't know what would be in that case. That's
so
correct.
So then it could be that maybe the reason why it didn't is because there was some form of Kabbalah every single point of the way. But once you take away the Kabbalah, maybe the din wouldn't be good because you don't even have any tefillas rishus either.
You mean how would we know
that it's really
important? Well, first of all, if there's no Kabbalah, then you're talking kefiya. Could be Rashi holds it can't be kofet. Mm-hmm. Back to that question. Could be can't be kofet. In the first paragraph, he has a whole everything after this. But the first paragraph in the Sanhedrin Ketana. He says a little different, but it's not totally different what we're saying. He wants to learn that this, that there's two cases in the Mishnah Becholos, the first case and the case of Mumcha Lebeis Din in the Sefer. So let's remember the following. According to Rashi, the entire din of Mumcha Lebeis Din is predicated on what? On what assumption? that had any kashi. Rashi doesn't know of any pashas. Rashi doesn't know any takanas rabbanim. If there's halacha mumcha l'rabim, that's because we're dealing with Rav Acha's presumption. We're not dealing with Rav Avot. Rav Avot cannot square with his brice. So now the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Mechoros to ask a Rav Avot, and the Gemara answers Kibbu Alayim. So now, what must the case be? Let's see what he says. Mashi Hikshu Al Pirish Rashi. In the Sanhedrin Kitana. Yeah, on the one on the Tosis that we're doing. The Ilozu Shuin. That which Tosis asks on Rashi. The Ochichu. The Kibru Mahani. Afil Bidilo Gomer Bisavir. Now, what was Tosis' assumption? That you see from the Sugya Davav. That even if you're not even Gomer Bisavir, you're not a Mumcha L'Rabim. That's the safer of the Mishnah. Kibru works. So then we've washed our Raya in the Gemara. Because even if you're not a Mumcha L'Rabim, you're still going to be a valid in Torah because of the Kibru Alay. That was Tosis Raya from the Gemara. You see from the Gemara that even without Mumcha L'Rabim, it's Dino Din, it's just that he has to pay. And that would be, therefore, Akasha on the Gemara's Raya over here. But he says that assumption is Rishitaso. Which is what? That Tosus said on the top of the Amud that the whole halacha of Mumcha L'Rabim Dan Yechidi is even according to Rav Avot. Rav Avot concedes that there's a Takan Rabbanan that allows a Mumcha L'Rabim to be Dan Yechidi even though Midaraisa you need three. Just like the Lamachshia three for Hedyotos, Nilas Delas, the Lamachshia Mumcha L'Rabim. And yet, even though Rav Avohu is agreeing with the din of the Mbaisa here, Mumcha L'Rabim, and nevertheless, the Gemara has the Kasha Rav Avohu from the Mishnah Bechoros. V'lo muki d'mayri b'mumcha d'gamer b'saber v'lo nalke b'shusa u'kach ma'sha'asa asu v'yishal mi'besa. And the Gemara doesn't answer the kasha. This is going to take us back to the Taptosis. That's why I'm doing it in a way. The Taptosis on the Amud. There was one line in the Tosis before. The Gemara doesn't want to answer a simple answer. That maybe the reason why it says over there, Donis Adin, that the Din stands, he just has to pay, but the Din stands, is because it's a case of Mumcha L'Rabim. Rav Avohu agrees with the din of Mumcha L'Rabim. There's a takana. So why wouldn't that be an answer to the kasha that the Gemara has and Davav from the Mishnah Bechoros? So make it talk about a case of Gomir B'Savir, the Lo Nakat Mishusa, or not that Mishusa he'd be part of Mishusa, Gomir B'Savir, making him a certified Mumcha L'Rabim. He has to pay because it was not Natal Mishus. And Rav Avohu can live very nicely with the Mishnah. The Mishnah can be talking about a Mumcha L'Rabim. And Rav Avohu agrees with the halacha Mumcha L'Rabim. So why doesn't the Gemara give a simple answer to that kash from the Mishnah Bechoros? But if that would be the answer, then what would differentiate the Reisha's case where he has to pay and the safest case that he doesn't have to pay? No, what would be the variable that changes in the Sefer, a Mumcha L'Beizdin, Netilas Mishus. So we have a Mahalach here to, seemingly, to resolve the Kasha Rav Avohu from the Mishnah Bechoros. All of this Kasha that we can pose on the Gemara Davav is only a Kasha Tosis Rishitasa. Why Rishitasa? Because Tosis is the one who holds the Rav Avohu agrees with the din of Mumcha L'Rabim based on the Takanas Chacham, as Tosus pointed out. They Metaken Nilas Delis, the three Adyotos, and Metaken Mumcha L'Rabim as well. So then, simply learn Pshat Mishnah Bechoros, that the reason why it's a good din Torah is because we're dealing by a Mumcha L'Rabim. The reason he has to pay is because it was known to Tilas Mishus. So the Reisha, the Mishnah, is the case of Gomer B'Savir. The case of Mumcha L'Beis Din would mean that he was not the Rishus. And we have a simple answer to the Gemara's question. The Gemara didn't answer that, but Tosis already points that out. And the top of the oven, the Gemara could have said that. But again, that's Tosis Gashitas. Over Sefer, let's continue with Sefer, the type of my Mukhala basement putter, Hanabin Nikita Rishus. So why doesn't the Gemara want to give such a teretz? Because it doesn't fit nicely in the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't accentuate that as the differentiating factor. The halashin of imhaya mumcha, the tani b'seifa, yosem muchach, the areisha mari be'ena mumcha klal. By saying the imhaya mumcha sounds like the reisha, he's not a mumcha. Not that he's a mumcha throughout, but here he was not the rishus. Doesn't sound that way. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't want to give that answer. So therefore, what is the Gemara assuming? By not giving that answer, what is the Gemara assuming? That the reisha is talking, he's not a mumcha. And what does the Gemara answer on the Kasha? Why is it Masha Asa Asui? Why is it a good in Torah? Because Kiblu Alai, which the Gemara says means Dinah is good in Torah. Ba'afi Lachi Mishani Yachama Eskinan B'Kiblu. So now, Shatri Ochichu, so now Tosu has his Kasha and Rashi, the Kiblu Mahani Afalu Gamit B'Savir. So it's clear the fact that the Gemara didn't give the Tarek that the Reish is talking about Mumchal Rabin as well, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees to it, and the only difference in the Sefer is that that was not the Rishus, and the Reisha was not the Rishus. Why did Gemara want to say that? Because Gemara thought that Mimcha L'Rabin in the Sefer sounds like the Reisha wasn't Mimcha L'Rabin. But Tosfos Mimcha L'Rabin, Mimcha L'Beis are the same thing. And to say that only difference is not the Rishus, it doesn't sound that way. So now you see that even without Mimcha, because Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Mimcha, so it wouldn't be a Kasha, even without a Mimcha, the Gemara gave a different Teretz. Kabbalah works. Kibbalah works. So if Kabbalah Kibbalah works, then we've lost our Rai over here. But all of this is because of Tosis understanding that the Din of Mumcha Rabin fits with Rav Avoh. But why would Rashi not have this Hefrach? Avalashitas Rashi Yesh Lomar. The answer is as follows, he says. The Be'emes, the Haresha Mari Ben Mumcha, the Gama Vesavir, Belon Nekita Rishusa. So the case in Bechoros is discussing in the Resha, Masha Asa Vishami Beiso is Gamir Vesavir Belina Kitas Vishus. You could certainly say that. And what makes the Sefer different? The Asefer Mairi Dinaki Vishusa. Ah, now that you tell me the first case is a case of Mumcha L'Rabin without Nikita Vishus, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Shouldn't that answer Rabba Bo? No. For Rashi, he won't answer Rabba Bo. Tosis had no choice but to make the case in the Reisha not a Mumcha L'Rabin, because then you have a simple answer to Rav Avoh. So Teretz Gemara didn't want to say that answer because it's mashmah to the Gemara, says Tosis, that the Reisha was not by Mumcha L'Rabin, because only the Sefer was. For Rashi, the case in the Reisha could very well be a Mumcha L'Rabin, but a Kasha is still a Kasha. Rav Avoh, you don't accept Mumcha L'Rabin, you don't accept Mumcha L'Rabin, you hold that it wouldn't work. This Reisha has to hold the Zohar Parshis. So he says, according to Rashi, the Reisha could be Mumcha of Gamer V'Savir. And what makes the Sefer different than the Reisha? Why are you Pater in the Sefer? Because the Sefer, Mumcha L'Bezdin, will mean not a Rishus. V'Asefer might be not a Rishus. V'Afilachi Parche Rav Avoh, the Kiva D'Sover Eir Pashis, with the day of Mumcha in Adon Yechidishi this Rashi. So now what did the Gemara answer? The case is, Ozem Mishani, the case is Kibla Lai. Kibul Alayu, together with what? It's Mumcha L'Rabin. That means that Kibul Alayu doesn't work by itself to validate the din. On a head yod, it wouldn't work. You still need a certain standard. Even Rav Avoh, in other words, would embrace the notion of Mumcha L'Rabin to Bitsiru of Kibul Alayu. That's the Mapecha of the Gemara's Teretz on Davav. The Rav Avoh accepts the notion of Mumcha L'Rabin Bitsiru of the Kibul Alayu. So Marsa Kibla Alayu, but Bahino Dafka, but Tatira Tivusa. When you have two things going for you in a positive way, Dan Yechidi. What are the two things? Mumche, number one, and number two, Bikiblu. Let's say you have one without the other. Let's say you have a Mumche Luchuda, without Kibla Alayu. Or Kibla Luchuda, without a Mumche. Lo Mahaniga Rabbabo. Umemeli says, Afagav de la Baisa Zul de Asir Kishmuel, Lashitas Rashi. L'maisa, now back to Abraisa. Abraisa goes now like Rav. Abraisa goes like Shmuel. The snapshot of the name did, like Rav Acha. So what do we have in Abraisa? What is the assumption? Mumcha l'rabim works even without a Kabbalah. We don't need to make a Mukim from Kibbalah. Like, Abraisa holds now like Rav Acha. Mikol makom, we could say, according to Rashi, the kibbu l'chud, the eno mumche, gam l'shmuel eno moel. Mumche works without Kabbalah. That's clear according to Rav Acha. What about the other way around? Would Kabbalah work without a mumche according to Shmuel? Maybe not. The only difference is that Shmuel allows you to have mumche rabim without Kabbalah because he holds chad amikasher. But in mekabel a someone who's not even a mumche rabim, maybe Shmuel would even agree with Rav Acha on that point. So now we have a raya. Now we have Siddhakasha Tosis. So what's the Gemara's raya? So how can you have, what was the whole premise of Tosis Kasha? How can you prove that Mumcha L'Rabim doesn't need Netilas Rishus? Maybe it really does need Netilas Rishus. How come Mazutra's mistake, case where he made a mistake, is still going to be Dino Din? Because Rashi says, well, Kibru means they were makabel dinosaur in Torah, so maybe because they were makabel on the love dinosaur in Torah, that's why it didn't stand. The answer is no, but it wouldn't stand without what? Without being a mumcha l'rabim. Because Rashi holds, even according to Shmuel, there'd be no din Torah of a through kibbu alayu unless you have mumcha l'rabim as well. According to Rav Avohu, you couldn't have a din Torah even on a mumcha l'rabim without kibbu alayu. According to Shmuel, you could. According to Avohu, you could not. But on the other hand, kibbu alayu by itself would also not work according to Shmuel either. And therefore, the Gemara still has its raya that you see mumcha l'rabim works without the two aspishes. Rabosa, you hear the cheshbon? So Tosas only pinned Rashi into a corner because Tosas l'shitaso had the point that he made earlier that the Gemara should have given this other teretz, which only would have been a teretz according to Tosas that Rabo agrees to the braisa mumcha l'rabim. And the Gemara didn't give it, so it must be, why didn't Gemara give it? The Gemara assumed that the case in the Reisha was not a case of Mumcha. So what do you see? The Gemara gives a Teretz Kibbu Alayu. That means that it works to make the Din Torah valid even without Mumcha. So then Rashi has a problem. Then the Gemara lost its right. Because it comes out, maybe it's valid, not because Mumcha Rav is valid, because of Kibbu Alayu. Rashi Lishitoso, on the other hand, could hold that the Reisha of the Braisa could be Dafka case of Mumcha L'Rabim, and the Gemara could still have a Kasha Rav Avohu, because Rashi holds that Rav Avohu doesn't agree with the Braisa Mumcha L'Rabim. So it could be a case in the Mishnah B'choras of Mumcha L'Rabim, and it still can be a Kasha against Rav Avohu. And the Gemara gives the answer, Kibbu Alayu. That means that Rav Avohu is Moda. If you have Mumcha L'Rabim and Kibbu Alayu, then it works. But Mumcha L'Rabim on a level of somebody who's not Kibbu Alayu would not work. Says the Sanhedrin Ketana, even Shmuel would agree to that. Even Abraisa, that says Mumcha L'Rabim can judge by himself without Kibbu Alayu, but Kibbu Alayu can never work without a Mumcha L'Rabim. And therefore the Gemara's proof still remains this answer to Tosis Kash. Because now you see that Mazutra had to be a Mumcha L'Rabim even without Netilas Rishus. Were he not a Mumcha L'Rabim, Kibbu Alayu would not help you. It's Mukach M'davav that Kibbu Alayu works without Mumcha L'Rabim. No, it's not. Because Tosas Rai was only the Shitaso that he was medayik from the Gemara, that the Gemara must have realized and thought that the case earlier is not Mumcha L'Rabim, because otherwise Gemara could have given the answer that it's talking about Mumcha L'Rabim. Rashi never had that answer available to Rav Avohu. So the Rai from the Gemara is not there. Therefore, really, it could be that the case in the Reisha is the case of Mumcha L'Rabim, and the case in the Sefer was Netilas Rishus on top of that. In which case, you could end up saying that Kabbalah never works without being a Mumcha L'Rabim as well. Moshe.
Just a little clarification. Do Rav Avohu and Shmuel argue now? Like, what case?
Rav Avohu and Shmuel argue about Shnayim Shadanu. Shmuel holds Dinayim Din because he holds like Rav Acha, and he holds that there's no Eir Parshis. Rav Avohu holds an Eir Parshis. He doesn't agree with Rav Acha. He holds like Rava, and therefore he's on the other side. He holds that Shnayim Shadanu and Dinayim Din.
So,
according to Rav Acha, you can have a din of this Braisa Mumcha L'Rabim. And that's why Rashi makes this braisa go within Shmuel, within Rav Acha. Rav Avohu cannot accept this braisa. This braisa would have to hold of no air parashis. Rav Avohu holds air parashis.
that Rav Avoh holds that, like, when you're Mekalon, it's Mokhlaran, that's okay.
But all that you see in the Gemara, yes, Kibla Alayu changes the picture for Rav Avoh. That's the Gemara.
But Shmuel would also say that you need to have Kibla Alayu or the Mokhlaran.
No, you would not. No. No. Mumcha L'Radim operates, according to Shmuel, independent of Kibla Alayu.
So then why does Rashi say in Heywin Aleph, when we're talking with in Shmuel, the cases where it's
Kibbalah,
where it's
Danilah Din Torah. Rashi, so why Rashi have to say Danilah Din Torah? In Rav Yosef, where? In what case?
In Rav Yosef, yeah.
You ask another kasha. Now, we resolve Tosef kasha, Rashi, and you're asking another kasha. Why did Rashi have to put that in for? Why couldn't Rashi just go on? Ego means there was no Kabbalah, like Tosef says. But the kasha, the sting of the kasha is removed. You're saying, but still, why did Rashi do this?
Because he doesn't hold the
Bal Korcha. Oh, so you only have a good answer. Maybe there's no giving Bal Korcha according to Rashi. So you have to have Kabbalah. But what if that? There's no kfiya. Could be. We don't know. We have to think if that's what Rashi holds.
So, what are they arguing on now? Shmura, though?
No, they're arguing about Shnayim Shadanu, Din Enden, Enden, Enden.
But
according to all he's saying is, it wouldn't be, Kibbalah Alayhi would not be adding anything according to Shmuel. By Mumcha L'Rabim, you don't need Kibbalah Alayhi. And if it's not Mumcha L'Rabim, Kibbalah Alayhi wouldn't work. So it really wouldn't be relevant in that case for Shmuel. In the case of Mumcha L'Rabim, it could be cases of Shnayim Shadanu, that's going to be a question. That's the Rosh and Tosus that we discussed, whether you need some kind of a Kabbalah of any kind. But in terms of Mumcha L'Rabim, he's arguing according to Rashi that there's not, it's really a non-factor, because according to Tosis it's very relevant, because it could be less than a Mumcha L'Rabim and you could become a valid in Torah through Kibbalah Alayhi. If you make it Ukimta in the beginning of the Mishnah Bechoros that it's talking about Mumcha L'Rabim, then it's going to come out that Kibbalah Alayhi on someone less than that would not be valid, and that's what he's suggesting Rashi would hold. So according to what he's answering, the difference between the two parts of Mishnah Bechoros is whether you're Mumcha Rabin without Tilas Vishus, or Mumcha Rabin with Tilas Vishus. But I think we were saying earlier, it's a little bit of a different direction, that the end of the Mishnah in Bechoros is talking about a Samch, as opposed to Stam Mumcha Rabin. Here we're saying, could be that the Mile of Samch is the fact that it's like he was not Tilas Vishus, but it's a different way of saying it. Yeah.
Point of Rashi, Shmuel says there's no such thing as kfiya by a mufaradim.
Yeah.
Point of Avoh, it works if you're makabel, then like where's the machlokas? If Shmuel says there's no kfiya, then it only works if they're makabel, and Avoh also says it works if there's kibul alayhi.
Oh, if you want to put together what you two are saying, you're going to have to find a place where it's not enough of a kabbalah to work according to one. But it's not kfiya either. And that's where we have to start thinking about those other cases of quasi-kabbalah. Yeah. Now, this issue of learning pshat in the Mishnah Bechoros, that really the Reish is also talking about Mumcha L'Rabim, it's just the difference of whether nothing was or not, this gets played out in the Maram that I gave you. The Maram asks a stira between this Tosis and the Tav Tosis. Seemingly the Tosis is Sosa himself. Why? Because in asking his kasha on Rashi over here, he sets up the kasha on Rashi that, according to Rashi, that the case of Ilo Zil Shalim is a case of where they said dinosaurs in Torah. So then we've lost our raya about that you don't need not to resist to be called a Mumcha L'Rabim. Because really you could be nothing. You could be not a Gomir or not a Savir, and it's still going to work, like you see on Dava. And don't tell me that that case is a case of Mumcha L'Rabim, because you see from the Sefer otherwise that the Sefer is Mumcha L'Rabim, so the Reish is not. So Tosis is clearly assuming that the Gemara, that the Mishnah Bechoros in the beginning is not talking about Mumcha L'Rabim. And that's why he has his whole Kasha Nashi. That's the basis of the Kasha Nashi. What's the Stira? Because there's one line of Tosis earlier, after he presents his own pshat, that Rav Avohu agrees with the Braisa Mumchul Rabin. It's just a special Takanas Chachamim. And then Tosis points out, in the middle of the Tosis on the top, Ulahai Peirusa, but halfway or a little more than halfway through, Ulahai Peirusa, this is the Gemara that he's referring to by us. You see those words of Tosis? The Gemara could have resolved the Kasha, you know, according to Rashi, the Gemara couldn't have done that. Because according to Rashi, it doesn't change anything. Rav Avohu cannot accept the whole halacha Mumchel Rabin. So the Gemara didn't have that answer at its disposal. But according to me, yeah, the Gemara could have said that. How could Tosis write such words? Tosis, a couple of Diburim later, says it can't be that because the Braisa, the Brishta ends with the case of Mumche, so it's Mashma that the earlier part of the Mishnah is not by Mumchel Rabin. So how could Tosis say earlier that the Gemara could have said such a thing? Tosis assumes the otherwise and asking his Kasha and Rashi. That's the Mashah, that's the Maran. Everyone is troubled by the Stira and the Tosis. So what does the Maran respond? That, well, the Gemara could have said it. It would have been a Bedochik. But what would have been the basic answer? That, yeah, the Reisha of the Mishnah and Bechoris is talking about Mumchel Rabin. It says Mumchel Rabin at the end, which is Mumchel Rabin. What it makes that different? Not delicious. But the Gemara didn't want to say it because it's a dochik. That's good for what Tosfos means. The Gemara could have said it, but the Gemara didn't like it. And since the Gemara didn't say it, so it's mashma that the Gemara doesn't accept that that's true. That's why he has a kasha and rashi now, which is the cheshbon that we just made in the Sanhedrin Ketana. In other words, given the fact that the Gemara didn't say it and could have said it, it's clear that the Gemara didn't want to say it for a reason. What's the reason? Because Mumchel Rabin is stated at the end of the Mishnah, which is implying to the Gemara, not Tosis' own thing. The Gemara saw that it was impossible. The Gemara didn't want to say it. It would have been an answer. Says the Sanhedrin Ketana, yeah, but the whole Raya that you have is because you're learning the Shitascha. According to Rashi, you lost the proof. This is what the Maram, but the Maram basically says that's the answer between the two Tosis. Let's take a look in the Maharam on this. He's on the top Tosis. Ulahai Perusha, according to what I just told you, the monk could have given the answer and davav for Rav Avohu that is talking in the Mishnah B'choros by Mumchel Rabin. What's the Loma? Lamai the precious, the yachid mumadon yachidi aliba the kuliyam. What I tell you now that Mumchel Rabin can, everybody agrees he can be done yachidi. Afilu Rav Avohu in Cain, ki parachu kaman Rav Avohu midan esadin. Have you much lishnu yedai yachid mumchel? What could have said such a teretz? Makshim ha'olam. The belt asks, hey chayachu lishnu yedai yachid mumchel? How can the Gemara give such a teretz? How can Tani save my Mumchel Rabin Patur? The Chayim Pirush Rashi come on Davar. Rashi says you can't say it's a case of Mumchel because it says it at the end. The Yeshu Yashiv the Ratzaloma. The Havi Matzi. Think about what the Gemara could have said. Havi Matzi Lishnuye the Reish Ayvim Mumchel Dainu Gomi Vesavir Avalonak Vesisa. Well, Kach Shami Beisa. That's why you pay. But it's still a valid din because of the Mumchel Rabin component of Gamim V'Savim. U'B'Seifa Ayv Mumchel D'Naki V'Shusa V'Nismach Yos Mumchel Beis Din L'Rabin. He calls that Mumchel Beis Din idea. Mumchel Beis Din means you got the Mitzvahs V'Shus. Kach Pater. Kach Havim Matzig V'Shnuye. Ella D'Lo Rasa Gemar V'Shnuye Hachil Chalk Achi. Why didn't Gemar want to say that? D'Nira Gemar Adochek U'Ukm Masisin B'Hachi. So rather than say what the Gemara would think is a dochek, now that I'm explaining that that's the answer to the Velt's kasha, that Tosis means the Gemara could have said, the Gemara didn't want to say because it's a dochek. The two diburim are so to each other. The dibur zekas would have matzig shnuye. The Ayri B'yachid Mumchel. Tosa says now that the Gemara could have said such a teretz. Ukaman B'davzeh, he turns his tables on Rashi. Diba Matzka the Ilo Zusinim, Kos Rubish in a Mumcha Iri, it's gotta be in a Mumcha, Dog Tani saved my Mumcha Rabin Pater. So what's the Stira? On the one hand, Tosa starts on the top of the Omid saying the Gemara could have made a case that the ratio of the Mishnah Choras is by Mumcha Rabin. And then later, when he makes his Kasha and Rashi strong, he says, you can't say it's Mumcha Rabin because of the Sefer. So how could the Tosa that earlier Gemara could have said it? No, it's not a contradiction. Avolfima Shekasabnu Asi Shapir. Am I reading too quickly, Chava? It's all clear, because it's clear outside. So, the Le'el Kasvu, in the top of the Almatosis, is saying, the Avi Matzilish Neyach, Mar could have said it. Mar didn't say it for a reason. Why didn't Mar say it? Because of the Diatosis himself presents later on. Avol Afi Ha'emes, Lo Rat Sagamar, Lish Neyach. Why didn't Mar want to answer? The Nero Ladochek. Vulkmi Masnissin Bahachi, Ulechalik Hachi. The itzbech l'shenui. So instead, Ingmar needed to answer me the kibbul alayu. The imken ho v'lo ratzel chaz v'shenui hachi. So since Ingmar didn't want to give that answer, so obviously al kocha chad demuki lo gemar v'de kibbul alayu is talking ari v'lo yachid mumche. You see, this is where Rashi has his way to wiggle out. you don't see that. It could be a yachid mumche, and it could still be a kasha on avaval too. This is what Sanhedrin Ketano is pointing out. Tosis is only building his case against Rashi with an assumption which he himself accepted and Rashi never accepted. So Gemara didn't want to say that. So must be the Gemara's with Kimta Kibla Rayu is without Yachid Mumche. Dibi Yachid Mumche, Hatani Seif Mai Mumche Rab. That's why the Gemara didn't want to say the answer of Yachid Mumche in the Rashi, because you have the Seifa. So now I make my case against Rashi. So again, the logic is very compelling, but the obvious response is what again, it doesn't have to be the only answer for Rashi, but the obvious response and defense for Rashi is what Sanhedrin Ketana starts by saying is, Tosis, you made your case, building your case on the assumption that you're using your own shita to make your case against Rashi. Tosis himself acknowledges that there's a possibility of learning the Reisha as a Mumcha L'Rabbi, except that the Gemara didn't want to say it. So because you hold the Gemara could have said it, it would have been an answer, and the Gemara gave a different answer, so must be the Gemara thought the first answer is not good, because the Gemara didn't want to read the Mishnah that way. Because it's mashma that the Sefer is mumcha and the Reisha is not mumcha. If that's the case, you see that kibla olayu works even with a person who's not a mumcha. So then the kasha is on Rashi. Then what kind of a raya do you have about that you can be a mumcha rab without tilas v'shus? The reason why the din is a din is because of the kibla olayu that works even if someone who's not a mumcha rab. So you could be lo gomer v'lo sovim. All that is because Tosis had a raya from the Gemara that the Reisha was not by a Mumcha L'Rabin, because Gemara didn't want to give that answer from a bow. For Rashi, it never would have been an answer. For Rashi, the case of the Reisha could have been Mumcha L'Rabin all along. And the Kasha could still be a Kasha on Rav Avol, because Avo doesn't accept Mumcha L'Rabin by itself. The answer is Kibla Olayu, but only B'tziruf. Kibla B'tziruf, the fact that it's a Mumcha L'Rabin standard. And kibbul olayu without that wouldn't work. So he says, even for Shmuel, could be, that's his leap, kibbul olayu would not work on someone less than a mumcha l'rabim. Those basically doesn't add anything. Because, let's say, different gradations of kibbul olayu, but it doesn't work unless than a mumcha l'rabim. You don't really need it by a mumcha l'rabim. In which case, the Gemara has a right to prove that you don't need the tilas v'shus to be a mumcha l'rabim, because you have to be a mumcha l'rabim, otherwise kibbul olayu wouldn't help you. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef could still talk about a case of Elo, a case of Danis London Torah. Okay, this is a chesed, a little bit to go over. We have to see there are other yeshuvim for Rashi. There's a long shach. We'll see, maybe we'll speak out also for Rashi. There's other shittas, b'chlal, but what Yosef means. You look at the Ran, look at the Nemukhe Yosef, look at the Rif. There's other pshatim in the Gemara, we'll see. And then the whole idea, b'chlal, of why Kibbul Olayu works. What kind of halacha is it? Also unclear. What kind of halacha is it that the dayan is cut in the lisharim? To see more about that also.